So I was born in a small town. It's an outlying town called Pontiac, and it's just outside of Detroit by about 45 minutes. And I lived there until I was probably 5 or 6, and then my family moved into more of a more conventional conservative suburb called Rochester Hills. And it's a little bit, it's very white, but it's a good community to raise families in and stuff. So I lived there for about 18 years. And then I was done with, and that's still 45 minutes outside of the city. So after I was done with that, I decided I wanted to go to college in Detroit. So I ended up at this college called the College for Creative Studies, which is, people in the city call it CCS for short, and it's an art school. So I went there and just for a while, and I studied design and photography. I was really interested in photography, but ended up doing that as a freelancer after I left. I never graduated, and then I worked in it as an art director for about 7 years, and a small designer and a freelancer at a couple of different studios. I worked at a studio in Royal Oak called Trademark Productions for about a year, and then I was a freelancer. And then I worked at a place called Trent Design, which was based out of Rochester, where I was from, but we got an office here in a district of Detroit that is called Midtown. So it's sort of the central part of the city where a lot of young urban pioneers are moving into, and that's sort of what's fueled Detroit's growth lately and over the last 4 years. And that's where I live now. And so about after 7 years of working as an art director for this small studio, I decided to leave and be a freelancer for a while and pursue photography because I was already doing that on the side. I was a photo assistant for a lot of photographers in Metro Detroit, and I used to travel around and meet all kinds of cool people. We would do celebrity shoots. I got to meet Gilbert Gottfried, the comedian, and a bunch of white trash comedians that are like Jeff Foxworthy and people like that. And that was cool. Met some musicians. That was a lot of fun. But it's you have to do a lot of it to stay afloat, and it's not the right, Detroit isn't the right city to do it. You've either got to be on the East Coast or the West Coast, where all that is being done more frequently. So I got a job here as the director of design, which we're right now the space we're in is called DHive. So we're sort of the unofficial welcome center for the city. We're trying to connect people who want to live, work, or engage here. And nurture talent and people to come here and repopulate the city. But we also want to be a resource for them if they are entrepreneurs or if they're trying to start something in the city but they have no resources. Well, who do they go to? They come here to us, and then we help them develop those talents and nurture them. So that's sort of what DHive does. But I manage with the tiny team that I have like the visual identity for the whole place. So we're always working on that. And I'm one of four other directors here who do similar things, but just they work in other veins. So there's the director of communications and the executive director and the director of social engagement. So that's what I do. And I actually got the job because my friend Margarita Berry has a shop out of here called Depop, which we contracted to be located inside of DHive. And it's a small pop-up shop venture. So she helps to sell the wares of like local entrepreneurs and solo artists who are looking to try to test the marketability of their products but don't want to have a physical location to sell their things or go to festivals. Well, she contractually puts their items in the store, and if they sell well, they sell out of the store until they're gone. So it's a really cool idea, and DHive liked it, and they decided to bring her here. So when she moved here, she said, "Hey, they're opening a position for a director of design. You should apply." And I ended up getting the job, so that's how I got here.
Is there some aspect of design that you especially like?
There's a lot of different disciplines within the graphic design communications world, and I do primarily print and identity and branding. That's what my specialty was. I used to design a lot of small grassroots campaigns and identities, which are like systems that you can apply to an organization or a larger company that help define their visual guidelines. So we would start with the logo, develop the logo, and then from there we would expand their visual language and make decisions about what could and couldn't happen internally in a company as far as visuals. And so that's what happened with a lot of the projects that I worked on, both here and elsewhere, is you're creating these visual guidelines that people have to follow to maintain the consistency of how an organization is viewed. So DHive has and fun, friendly, accessible identity with the language that we put in, but there's also a nice graphic quality. So, you know, that's how we want to look to our audience. So we try to maintain that. And so I'm really more of a print guy. I work in all mediums of print. I design annual reports and posters and postcards and mailers and books and magazines and logos and t-shirts and anything that DHive has a physical need for, all of their communications, but it's all in print. So that's sort of my main medium. And that's the medium that my other designers work into.